Alan, today we're going to talk about health span and lifespan. Those have been in the news lately. What are health span and lifespan, and why are they different?
Fascinating, Bill. And this is something we have to focus on not only in this podcast, but in future podcasts. Increased lifespan, increased number of years that you're alive, does not necessarily mean a longer healthy life. So when we're talking about lifespan, that's pretty easy. But health span is health adjusted life expectancy that represents the number of years lived with disease or disability. So
Tell me in the US, what's for males? What's the life expectancy and what's the health span?
well, it depends on if the male is Caucasian or not, but we'll give you rough estimates here. So depending upon the study, health span is 62 in one study, 63 in another study, 66 years in another study. But the average life expectancy is 77, 78, or 79 years, depending upon what we're looking at.
So that we have 15 years of an unhealthy life, is that what you're saying?
Potentially. I mean, if we use the 66, we have less, but yeah, we have a significant portion of our life is spent where we're not healthy. We're living with diseases, we're living with disabilities, things that cause morbidity to us. So it's, how do we rank around the world? I mean, we do not rank very well. We're 40th in the world for health span, but we
Oh,
spend
that's
more dollars than everybody else in the world on
well, why do you think
medical.
that's true?
Because our folk, well, there's a lot of reasons. So it'd be hard to come down with just one reason, but let me just get, let's look at our, we're doctors. What do we focus on all these years? We focused on treating diseases. We didn't spend an hour with each patient talking about, healthy lifestyles, talking about, are you eating ultra processed foods? What kind of foods are you eating? What kind of stretching are you doing? Are you doing other things to keep yourself active? We rank poorly compared to other high income countries in both health span as well as lifespan. We're not that
Yeah,
great in lifespan.
I mean, I've did physicals for many years. I mean, we both did internal medicine before we went into our specialties. And I would ask people, do they smoke? And do they drink? Do they take drugs? But I never asked them, do you eat sugars? How much do you exercise a day? I just never even thought of
No.
asking those questions.
No, what's your grip strength? How many, what kind of resistance training are you doing? How much balance exercises are you doing? In these other countries, Japan, Singapore, Switzerland, when I was in Cuba as a medical ambassador, they focus a lot more on wellness rather than waiting for people to get sick. So their average, healthy lifespan in those countries is over 74 years. Now, depending on ours, you're 62, 63, or 66 at best. So there is a possibility of keeping people healthy longer. Living longer is not that great. Lifespan, we're even worse. The US ranks 46 globally for life expectancy, according to the 2023 estimates. An average life expectancy in the United States, 77.2 years. It's going to go back up as COVID deaths go down. But, Switzerland, it's 83 years. Singapore higher, Japan significantly higher. So
Yeah, a lot of it, of course, as you mentioned, is that due to COVID, we lost 2 years in life expectancy because vaccine was just not accepted for whatever reasons. And in other countries like Australia, in which the vaccine was demanded by the government, absolutely demanded by the government, no one could get out of getting the vaccine. They had almost 1/20th the deaths that we had here in the United States. So that's dropped us a lot, but it certainly doesn't account for the difference between 84 and 77.
No, we have to look at metabolic diseases, diabetes, cardiovascular disease, obesity, sedentary lifestyles, very, very high consumption of processed foods and sugary foods in this country compared to those other countries. And reduce physical activity. You know, in Cuba, there's walking trails everywhere. People go out, even the nursing home patients are out. The opioid crisis in this country, increasing alcohol and drug use are shortening health spans, and in some cases, even lifespan. But, you know, there's lots of things that we can do to prevent this. There was a study in those that don't exercise. You know, the people that exercise the least, 1 hour of daily walking could add 6 hours to their lifespan, and it's going to add to their health span as well. So getting outside and exercising every day to manage, you know, get that time in, you know, they can boost their lifespan and their health span. So it's really, we're looking, did it do much to the top 25%? You and I already exercise that much. So is it, you know, another hour, would that help us? Not really. But for
Yeah, so
the,
we had a, you know, our next door neighbors were Germans. He was just here working in a factory as an engineer for a couple years. And he and his wife, they were in their 60s, walked for 2 hours every evening, no matter. This is Ohio. It snows. It rains. We have bad weather. It did not matter. They would put boots on. They would walk through the snow. They walked for 2 hours every night, and we just don't see that in the U.S. Or at least now, maybe a little bit more than in the past.
well, for this lowest quartile of the population over the age of 40, you know, and it's a lot of people that are going to be listening to this, they had the greatest gain in lifetime per hour of walking. So if we add up that, you know, 363.3 minutes, that's about 6.3 years. 6.3 hours of life expectancy they can gain. It's huge. You know, we can, that extra hour makes a big difference. So we need to invest in our diet and our physical activity. We need to look at healthcare, changing it to focus tremendously on wellness, as these other countries do. We have warning on cigarettes that they're dangerous, and there should be, and it took way too long. We do not have warnings with about microplastics, nanoplastics, sugary beverages, soft drink containers don't have warnings that this may be bad for your health.
Alcohol
You
may be getting a warning,
know.
which it badly needs.
Yeah, I mean, finally, the Surgeon General, after we've had a decade of significant research about, you know, the multiple cancers associated with alcohol, as whether other problems with alcohol, finally came out and said, "Hey, this is a problem in our society." But we have, it's, you know, unfortunately, it's multifactorial. There's socioeconomic reasons and disparities. Rural and urban, you know, rural areas lack healthcare providers and facilities, leading to poorer health outcomes. Working conditions, stress, unsafe working conditions. Poor housing affects healthcare outcomes. So it's a variety
Yeah,
of
I mean,
things, but we're
fructose,
not doing
one of
well.
my, yeah, one of my pet peeves is fructose, high fructose corn syrup. Fructose, probably the greatest cause of liver disease, leads to fatty liver disease in the United States, which is now the number one cause of cirrhosis. And it's subsidized by our government instead of prevented like every other country in the world. It's just and I know you testified in front of Congress about this issue many years ago, and they just ignored it, unfortunately, because it's economically feasible, it's economically profitable for the farmers to sell high fructose corn syrup.
Well, we need to make some changes, but I want people that are listening to us to think about, you know, we had podcasts, listen to the Ultra Processed Food podcast, think about exercise, a varieties of different exercise, and we'll get into that, the multiple types of exercise one should be doing throughout the rest of their life. But that little bit of extra activity that you can do, including keeping your gut healthy, which is going to be our next one. You know, we're going to talk about vegan versus vegetarian versus omnivore diets, and you know how to keep ourselves healthy with these different types of diets.
Alan, that
And
sounds great. I'm looking forward to hearing that.
all right, well, I appreciate it, Bill, and stay safe, and everybody get out there and don't fall on the ice, but take a short walk. Take care.